Welcome to the Apple Insider Daily for June 7, 2023. I'm William Gallagher, sitting in for Charles Martin, and today Apple chose to follow up all of its WWDC announcements with a bundle of extra news about its services. Apple Maps, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, they're all getting new features and improvements. Some of them, such as SharePlay in the car, were mentioned at WWDC, but now we know a little more. We know that passengers in your car will be able to control your Apple Music, even if they are not themselves subscribers, which is presumably a good thing. And then, hopefully also this is too, with a combination of updated iOS 17, Apple Music Sing, Apple TV, and this is key, continuity camera as well, families and friends are going to be able to sing together and watch themselves do it if they must. If you would rather run a mile than sing in public or with other people, then the new updates coming to Apple Maps are going to be much more appealing. One of them will let you download maps for offline access when you're off the beaten track. And speaking of tracks, thousands of walking ones across the whole of the US are being added to Apple Maps to help you find the nearest park, the right hiking location, the best trail distance, and the best difficulty for you. Whereas, when it's time to find someone or something else, there are changes coming to Find My as well. You're going to be able to swiftly send your location to friends who presumably are looking for you. It's not clear, actually, how that's going to be any different to what you can already do with messages on iPhone. Right now, if you just type the words, I'm here, in a message, then when you tap the spacebar, the usual suggested auto-corrections or next word suggestions that appear just over the keyboard, they change. They change to a button called Current Location. Tap that and a map of exactly where you are is shown to you and sent to them. Perhaps really significantly, Apple is also going to update AirTags so that they can be shared. The intention is that you can take your AirTag and nominate up to five more people who will then be able to access it as if it's their very own. So all six of you could search for it in Find My, and none of the six of you would get that warning about unknown AirTags tracking you. The benefits are obvious, particularly safe for families, but the disadvantages may not be so clear. Apple's AirTags have unfairly been maligned for how they help stalkers, unfairly because all trackers do this, and the most prominent one, Tile, didn't add anything like Apple's anti-stalking features for a decade. But the decision to add groups to AirTags looks like it could be a step backwards. If you are in an abusive relationship, for instance, you could now be forced into adding your abuser to your AirTag group, or that abuser could force you to join their group so that they could thereafter place their AirTag with you when they liked and you would not get the regular anti-stalking warnings. Somewhat more cheerfully, and since you are listening to a podcast hopefully more relevant for you, Apple says that it's also going to be adding new detail to shows on Apple Podcasts and inside their episode art. Also, if you already subscribe to news sites such as The Wall Street Journal, The Washington Post, you will be able to connect that subscription to Apple Podcasts. And this way you will get new shows and unspecified other benefits built in with your existing subscription. Whereas if you get your general news fix via Apple News Plus, you'll be able to put the world out of your mind for a few moments each day and play the new daily crossword puzzle. That puzzle has already been spotted in the beta for iOS 17 and is doubtlessly distracting many a test user even as we speak. We'll know more about that. We'll know more about how subscriptions, AirTags and location sending and so very, very many more new features work when they are all released sometime in the fall. The Smart Money says they'll come out with iOS 17 or the iPhone 15 range, but Apple is not specifying a date yet. Similarly, we won't know until next year when the Vision Pros are released, but there is already speculation about spectacles. Apple and Zeiss, we know, have partnered up to offer prescription corrective lenses for people who wear glasses and who want to use a headset. There's no news yet of how much these are going to cost, though, but speculation now, speculation bordering on total guesswork, says they'll be at least $300. Given that even though Apple is the company that has reduced the top price of a Mac Pro from about $55,000 to about $7,000 or $8,000, Apple is still the company that sells Mac Pro wheels for $400. So it could be right. More confirmed, more actual details about the Vision Pro headset have been coming out, though, as the Worldwide Developers Conference continues its week of sessions for app developers. And one thing that's just emerged is about writing on the Vision Pro. As actually glimpsed in the keynote presentation, when you use a Vision Pro app that you need to type in, a virtual QWERTY keyboard appears in the air in front of you. And what we've learned from the very latest developer sessions is that yes, Apple knows the truth. No one is going to write an 80,000 word novel by wiggling their fingers in midair. So Apple says instead that this virtual keyboard will only be useful for quickly tapping out short pieces of text. We already knew that since Vision Pro lets you take a MacBook Pro screen and display it around you at any size or angle, that you would be able to work very well with apps like Final Cut Pro, but this leak from a YouTuber suggested that the video editing app itself will be available within Vision Pro. And he also says it's going to completely change filmmaking, storytelling, and content creation. Speaking of content creation, though, if you would like to support the Apple Insider Daily podcast, we are now accepting sponsorships. See the show notes for details of who to talk to about that, as well as, of course, for links to all of the stories covered today. In the meantime, that's it for the Apple Insider Daily for June 7, 2023. I'm William Gallagher. Thank you very much for listening.